proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. If you've ever been to Israel, you have undoubtedly come across some archaeological excavations and exploring them as you tour the land. And today we're going to be talking about a very unique find. But before we get into the program, I just want to mention that IBJM does host a special tour to Israel on a regular basis. If you've been or would like to go again, or maybe you'd like to go for the very first time, it's definitely a trip of a lifetime. In fact, I encourage your church to send your pastor. If he can, I think he would really get an enjoyment out of that and really preach like he's never preached before, understanding the Bible and the background of it. So with that in mind, I just want to let us go now to Israel, to the city of Jerusalem, for exciting news that was uncovered just a few years ago. And at that time, Israeli headlines and papers were buzzing with a report of an amazing find at the foot of the Temple Mount. Now, since the 19th century, excavations have been taking place at Ophel near the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. While there have been many important finds here over the years, this one has been a very unique find for archaeologists in Jerusalem. Now, just barely beneath the surface of the earth, a great hoard of gold coins was found here only 50 meters from the Temple Mount. About 36 coins were found, as well as necklaces that were intact. Now, these coins date from the 7th century AD during the Persian conquest of Jerusalem. Hebrew University archaeologist Ilat Mazar conducted this dig. One of the interesting finds here was a gold medallion that measured 10 centimeters in diameter. The medallion has distinct Jewish marks, including a menorah, a shofar, and a Torah scroll on it. It may have been used to decorate a Torah scroll similar to those you would find in a synagogue even today. The striking menorah that was found in the medallion is vital in seeing that the menorah has been used as a symbol of Israel and the Jewish people throughout the centuries. Even today, the national emblem of Israel is the menorah. The lesson is that they are supposed to be God's lights to the world, even though most Jewish people are secular today. Interestingly, these 7th century Jews understood the significance of this. The discovery of these late Byzantine-era coins and jewelry should make one stop and think about the significance of the story behind these objects. First, this points us to the historical presence of the Jewish people in Israel throughout the different ages. It also reveals an important connection with the Jewish people at that site and their association to the Temple Mount area and with Jerusalem as a whole. Dr. Ilat Mazar estimates that the hoard of coins were hid there as Jewish people fled the area. If in fact the history lines up, probably the treasure was going to be used to fund a synagogue to be built in Jerusalem. The Persians sought to have good relations with the Jewish people during this time, and several Jewish families were coming to Jerusalem. As the Persian control waned, they rather linked with a stronger ally, the Byzantine Christian community in the Holy Land. After this happened, Mazar believes that the Jewish people then fled the city of Jerusalem, leaving precious items such as these coins. Even though the Jewish people were widely scattered across the world at this point in history, their hearts were still connected with the holy city. As the saying goes, even though the Jew may not be in Jerusalem, Jerusalem is in the Jew. As new finds are uncovered at such a rapid rate today, it helps us understand the validity that the Jewish people have a strong evidence that Jerusalem is not a recent phenomenon to them. Israel's enemies have repeatedly said that Jerusalem has never been a Jewish city and have no right to be there today. In doing this, they have sought to destroy any evidence connecting the Jews to Jerusalem. Now, in spite of their efforts, archaeology simply confirms the validity that Jerusalem is at the heart of the Jewish soul. We know that one day the Messiah will rule and reign from Jerusalem to bring true shalom, true peace to this earth. Jerusalem today desires that peace. My friend, Jesus is that Prince of Peace, the Messiah that Isaiah the prophet mentioned. He desires that you will also have this true peace in your heart that only He can give. Coming to faith in Him will bring a true peace that passes all understanding. If you'd like to know more how to be saved and have a true understanding of what this means, simply contact us here at IBJM, and we'd be glad to show you from the true Word of God of Jesus, this Messiah. Now, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.